You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Denver's best mix of music for your workday. For those of you who are going back to work, man, we were talking with Aaron doing our traffic. He says the traffic is really light this morning.
It is. I'm looking out at Colorado Boulevard right now, and it is very light. So, extended vacay, huh?
When are people going back?
Must be nice. That's what we get, right? On the emails, must be nice.
Yeah, it's our turn to kind of sit here and get all snarky.
It's Monday. It's a new year. Get to work.
Man.
Things to be
it
done.
It is the calendar thing when Christmas and New Year's fall on, say, a Friday or a Saturday is the best.
It really is, yeah.
Because it's a pain if, like, New Year's, let's say, falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and then, you know, you go back to work January 2nd, you're like, oh, man.
That one sucks. This feels okay. I was laughing there. I was reading an article a couple weeks ago about the week of, like, the 27th through the 31st. They were calling it Dead Week. It's just where a week that everybody basically just lays around and does nothing. It's this weird limbo zone where you don't have the hassle of the holiday. You don't have the hassle of work. Everyone's just kind of like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. Just kind of laying around. It's dead week.
Yeah.
But did you have a good break? Did you stay up till midnight?
I stayed up super late every night.
New Year's?
I screwed up my body clock. New Year. Here's the funny thing about New Year's. So neither Gretchen nor I are New Year's Eve people. We don't really
care.
You
don't have your little horns and your little hats. And
I mean, we just... I guess a lot of people say, you guys are no fun. Maybe, but we're just like, what? Oh, whatever.
Listen, I'm kind of with you. I'm getting to the point where it's like, ugh. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it many, many times now.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. But you know, for people who are listening who are like have big parties and fun, good for you.
Hey, those are fun too.
We used to do the mix. I haven't ever done that in my life.
We used to do a big mix New Year's Eve party, and we were there for a decade, you know, doing it every single year, the same thing, and that was a blast. But yeah, now it's kind of nice to sit there in your jammies.
So we were kind of like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What are you going to do? And so at about 9-ish, we rented for $5.99 the latest James Bond movie.
Oh, nice.
No Time to Die.
That'll
I was going to try to go
hours,
see it in
right?
the theater, but it's gone from theaters around my house now.
And
anyway, so it's 2 hours and 40-something minutes. But, you know, pause it a couple of times to go pee, maybe get something to drink, blah, blah, blah. And I kept kind of glancing at my phone. It was approaching the end, and I was like, oh, it's 11:44. Oh, it's 11:52. And then I completely forgot about it. When the credits start rolling, I grabbed my phone. It was 12:05. And I was like, well, we missed New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you. As we watched a stupid movie.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that.
Good,
I ended up writing a blog post about the movie itself was fine. I mean, it's like all James Bond movies, but
overblown a little.
I can't really say without doing a spoiler what I wrote my blog post about, but it was I just referred to Daniel Craig as selfish. And anyway, that was my New Year's Eve, was watching James Bond.
Dude, we went to bed at 10:30. We stayed up with the kids because they wanted to ring in the New Year, but we did the whole, you know, 10 o'clock, you know, they can watch the East Coast, the ball drop. So we did that, and they were both crashing out by 10:15. So we wandered upstairs, put them to bed. We laid in bed, and I was watching a bit of the Miley Cyrus nonsense spectacle. And I dozed off, and I was asleep through midnight. I know it sounds super lame, hashtag dad move, but I was out. I was tired. We had a rough week. I was like, I just want to go to bed.
I think you will find that more people than not are asleep long before midnight.
I will tell you.
You've got younger generation that stays up because it's new
it's
for
the
them.
Thing
but
to do, yes.
You start getting over 40, you're going to find more and more people who are in bed by 10 o'clock.
I know we sound lame, but this is the first New Year since my 21st, maybe a couple years before that, that I had nothing to drink, not a single cocktail, nothing to celebrate. It was a dry New Year's Eve. I think I had a cherry Coke. some little sausages and baby carrots, and I called it a night.
Way to live it up, man.
Yeah, but Christmas was good. We had a great Christmas, a lot of family, a lot of eating. I am so proud of myself, Dom. We were talking before we left for the break that I had put on a few lbs, and I was tiptoeing to 200 pounds.
I was trying to push you over the edge.
Disgusted by myself, and you told me just to eat, 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 man. Just live it up and eat. I didn't. I was very sensible, and I did a little bit of exercise, and I did not cross the 200 threshold. Although I still
ate a lot. I just wanted to get to like 200, 201.
I know. I thought about it. I was like, you know, I could pass. That'd be the heaviest I've ever been. But I was like, I'm just too disgusted with myself. I can't do that. So we didn't do that. And I will say the one benefit to having older kids now when it comes to Christmas, not a single annoying toy was given. There was no, you know, light up musical thing that plays the same thing 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Just the annoying little like kids' toys. This was the first year where there was none of that, so we didn't have to deal with any annoying toys. I don't think we even got anything that took batteries. Now I think about it, it was a nice calm Christmas for the parents. There was none of that annoying stuff. What'd you guys do for Christmas? Did you stay home?
Yeah, stay nothing. Yeah, I mean, it was,
low key.
I went for a long walk on Christmas Day. That was my big thing. It's just
out of the 11 days, the 2 days that were really bad were car shopping. We had to go out and car shop for a couple days because Nicole's car finally went belly up. And I've documented on the show the past year. We've had this car 3 years, but it has just been a lemon.
It's been nothing but trouble.
Thousands of dollars into this. And I walked out, you know, halfway through our vacation, and there was a giant puddle of oil on the garage floor. I was like, now, blankety blank, what? And we took it in, and of course, they came back with like, it was like $4,000 to $5,000 worth of repairs. It was a major seal that was broken, 30 hours of work to get it done. And I said, we'll be in shortly to pick it up. And I was like, I can't do it anymore. I'm not dumping more money into this. So we had to freaking go car shopping over the break because we didn't know what we wanted. So you got to go out and test drive things and really look around and prices.
How's the stock of cars right now? Because
it
was bad
sucks,
for so long.
It sucks, man. We were still forced into a situation where there's not a lot of great inventory and everything's expensive. I mean, we kind of even out because they give you killer trade values right now. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad because you had a
trade.
Well,
how do you handle trading in a car that's broken?
Well, you just be quiet about it.
Did you lie? Did you just lie?
Let's not talk. Let's not focus on that, Dom.
So this thing.
Listen, I will tell you. The dealerships.
Had a broken seal, leaking oil.
Dealerships will take anything right now. They take anything. No, we let them know. They take anything right now and they say, you know what? We go over these things with a fine tooth comb, fix everything that's wrong, and put them back out. So it was fine. Don't everybody write me. It's all legit. But it's just the process of taking 2 days of your freaking ding-dang vacation.
What'd you end up getting?
I'm not going to get into that. I don't want... It's nobody's business what Nikki's driving around.
You don't want to endorse a particular...
No, I will not endorse what we got or what... I will not mention what we got rid of, but I will not get that model, make, model, or brand ever
again.
Let me
ask you something. Even though I know the answer before I ask, I have to ask anyway. Did you finally listen to your Uncle Dom and get either a Toyota, Honda, something that's going to run forever? Or did
you
go back to an American-made car?
Possibly. I'll tell you later.
That's not giving anything away. Did you get a foreign-made car?
The 4Runner was at the very top of our list. Very top. But they want a pretty penny for those right now.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Very expensive. And I was like, eh.
And so it's at the top of your list, but you
got something
way
better and way more loaded than you could get any sort of 4Runner for. So.
You stuck with a Ford or a Chevy, didn't you?
No, I'm not saying that. No.
My God.
We're very happy with what we found. So
you are a man
of habit
and routine, aren't you? Gotta buy those Fords. Just
no, it's not a Ford. It's not a Ford. Hey, don't be knocking Ford. My Ford stock was up like 150% for the year, so I'm very happy with Ford.
I also know your F-150 has been in the
shop
like four times.
No, it's not. It's fine.
What do they say Ford stands for?
No, it's they're wonderful cars. Shut up.
Do they advertise those?